Hello, Main Menu listeners. My name is Matthew Bullis. This will be my first review for this program, and I'll be reviewing a program called Deep Popper, which is one of a few programs which claims to clean up vinyl sources from WAV file sources, and I'm really impressed with Deep Popper, so I thought I'd review it for you. I'm using JAWS for Windows 3.5, and I've set Eloquent to the British the British language. They really should call that the accent menu, but I said it's the British language, and hope you can understand this, the speech of JAWS. And so I'll be reviewing Deep Popper for you. And I've made a test file, and when we actually come to the file itself, when I play you the file and the result, I'm going to insert the actual file right into this review, because since I'm sitting in front of this computer, and since we're dealing with less than CD quality for these reviews, I thought it'd be better to hear the file directly rather than to hear me sitting in front of it and hear it like that. So when we get to that, I'll insert the file directly. I'm going to load up Deep Popper and start it right off. Now, this is a program that you really want to run when you're going to sleep, because the more options you set, the longer it will take. Now, I've chosen the 35-second sample for this file, and I tested it before I did this review, and it takes about 2 minutes to process that with all the options checked. I found that this is a very quick way to normalize files, which means to turn them up as loud as they go without distorting them. And it's the quickest one I've found. You select the list of files. You can select the list of files and process the stuff while you're asleep or whatever. And I'm going to start up the program now. And it's a Brazilian program, by the way, and I'll give you the website so that you can download it if you wish. It's www.droidinfo.com.br. That's www.droidinfo.com.br, because they're a Brazilian company, and it's worth registering, I have to tell you, because it runs for 30 days. It's fully functional for 30 days, and then add something to your registry so that you can't use it again until you register. And it's worth it to register, because I found it very impressive. I'm going to start it up now.
Stock menu, Windows update. Accessory stock menu, programs. Disabled stock of item sub. The Popper version 2 stock menu, scroll down table. The Popper version 2, the Popper version 2. Leaving menus, stock button. The Popper dialog, choose one or more files dialog, file name, edit and installation.
Alright, I don't know
disable
why.
Disable enable auto help on PC cursed, disable enable auto help on installation. Files of type, combo box.
Alright, I'm gonna go through the tab here.
Open button, cancel button, locate, list view, not file name, edit on installation.
Okay, I don't know why it said on installation, but I'm just going to type in /test.wav.
Start button.
And hit enter. Okay, it said start button. Now, if we press the start button, it'll use the existing options and start off on the processing of the file, but let me tap through this again.
Quit button. Options button. Help button. Mouse button. All files button. Edit. Start button. Quit button. Options button.
Okay, I'm going to go to the options button and show you what's in there.
Developer application help options by clicking the option.
Okay, now I don't understand. I can't figure out how to get rid of this application help, but it is helpful if you're new at the program. I'm experienced with it, so I find it a little bit annoying that it comes up in every single screen. It says you can disable that, but I couldn't figure out which graphic to click on with the mouse keys to get rid of it. So you're just going to have to hit escape after you're used to the program. You won't want to do this the first time off, but when you're experienced, you'll want to do this. So I'm going to hit escape to get all the application help for each screen.
The Popper dialog, the Popper options dialog, OK button.
All right.
Cancel button. Minimize small pops checkbox checked.
That box is checked. It's minimize.
Minimize small pops checked.
Minimize small pops. That's like the pops and crackles for records. I've checked that.
Minimize noise checkbox checked.
Minimize noise.
Normalize volume checkbox checked.
That's self-explanatory now. For a couple of times I've just cleared all these other boxes and had it normalize files, and that's all it's done, and it works very fast on a whole bunch of files to normalize them. Now it does have normalized frequency, which we'll get to in a minute.
Help button.
There's a help button there.
Minimize big clicks checkbox checked.
That's a minimize big clicks.
Setup button.
There are four setup buttons, and they pertain to the checkboxes that we just had. And you can click on each one of them. Like, I'll click on this third one here. I'll click on this one and see what it says.
Simple for application help. Small pop settings. You can change these settings to control how the software minimizes the small clicks and pops. Pause. I feel dust and scratches. Such clicks cause a quote fly noise. Quote period. This command is somewhat slow because it works with separate frequency bands. But this lets the program to remove most of the quote fly noise. Quote without changing the overall quality of the recording. If you turn extra precision on, the depth of in time will increase, but you will get unmatched results. You can fine tune this control in the following ways.
Okay, and then it goes to list them. I'm going to get out of the application help and show you what the options are. Now, I have not, even though I've used this program for a long while, I haven't changed any of these options because I've been very impressed by the results by the default. Let me escape out of this, and let's see what we've got here. There's a trigger thing, and you can edit that one, and
compensate high frequencies, checkbox checked.
And I just left that on, compensate for high frequencies, help.
Extra precision, very slow, but that's excellent, results, checkbox checked.
That's the extra precision box.
OK button.
And I'm just going to cancel out because I'm not going to change anything.
Setup for application help, option.
Another application help, I'll get out of there.
Setup button.
All these setup buttons are for the four checkboxes to minimize small and big clicks and all things like that. I'm not going to click on each one. Well, let me click on another one here.
Simple for application help. Big click settings. You can change these settings to control how the software will try to remove big scratches and clicks from the recording. Use this option only if minimize small pops does not eliminate all the scratches of your sources. This option processes clicks caused by big or deep scratches on disk service, but you can get false detections in some situations. You can control the sensibility as follows. Smoke trigger. Here you
go. Okay, and I'm going to look at the options here.
Cancel button. Help button. Smoke trigger. Edit 70.
And they said that was fine for most things.
OK button.
And that's the only thing in that
cancel
box.
Button.
The only thing in that option.
Simple for
application. And click on the application help.
Set up button.
Click on another one of these here, see what we get.
Simple for application help. Minimize noise. Recall. Quote. Noise floor. Quote. That is, you hear in areas of the sound that should be silent. For example, you can hear it during the quote. Pianissimo. Quote. Parts of a classic instrumental music. The popper can analyze each music to automatically detect its noise floor. When processing the music, the popper will minimize all the frequencies with amplitudes are equal or below the frequency amplitudes of the noise floor, leaving the frequencies with higher amplitude intact. Noise trigger. Specify a higher value to amplitudes of noise and the default value 0 is opti most situations.
Okay, I'm going to have to maximize this. It's minimized, so it's cutting off words. Let me do that. Real quick.
Leaving menus, minimize noise, report, quote, noise floor, quote, that is, you hear in areas of the sound that should be silent. For example, you can hear it during the, quote, pianissimo, quote, parts of the classic instrumental music. The popper can analyze each music to automatically detect its noise floor. When processing the music, the popper will minimize all the frequencies with amplitudes are equal below the frequency amplitudes of the noise floor, leaving the frequencies with higher amplitude intact. Noise trigger, specify a higher value to detect higher amplitudes of noise and vice versa. The default value 0 is optimum for most situations. Factor, a high value will drastically cut everything that the software considers as noise, resulting in a metallic sound. A low value will give a more natural sound, but will leave some noise to default. 0 is optimum for most situations. If you think the default settings are not working well for a particular music, just do the following steps. 1. Set factor to 100.
Okay, and it gives you a bunch of steps. Let me look at the steps in here.
Cancel. Help button.
One thing, I don't play with these much. You might not want to. You might want to leave all these the same, except for checking the boxes on whether to do the operations or not, but...
Noise trigger minus 100 to 100 code factor minus 100 to 100 code edit 0. Noise trigger minus 100 to 100 code factor minus 100 to 100 code edit 0. OK button.
And those seem to be the same. I think, I don't know if they seem to be the same to me. I don't fool with those.
Cancel button.
OK, click out of the application help. Now you're going to want to read these, as I said before. If you're new to the program, you're going to want to listen to all these. And you may have to maximize the help window because it said that it's on the right side of your computer screen. So you're going to want to maximize it or else it'll cut off some words.
Normalize frequency checkbox not checked.
Okay, I'd be careful with this one. I never turned this on. Normalize frequency. It sounded really good when it explained what it does. And let me see if I can get the help to explain it.
Setup button.
Setup. Let's see.
Simple for application help. Normalize frequency. Use this feature if you plan to record a CD or create a sequence of MP3 files and your sources have different bass and treble volumes. With most software, you will need to make separate adjusts for each music. However, with the popper, the frequencies of each music will be automatically adjusted so all the musics will seem to have the same bass and treble intensities. For example, musics with low bass sounds will have their low frequencies increased. Musics with too much or too few treble will have their high frequencies attenuated or increased, respectively. Check balance channels if your source has too much bass or too much treble in only one channel. By default, this option is checked, comma.
Okay, yeah, I unchecked this. And by the way, again, they're from Brazil, so their English might not be exactly what you're used to, music and things like that. I'm going to look at the options here.
Cancel. Help button. Balance channels checkbox checked. Okay button. Cancel button. Help button.
Okay, the only one in here.
Balance channels checkbox. Okay button. Cancel.
Is the balance channels. option, and of course that's checked. But the thing is that if you check this normalized frequencies, I have found out that when you do that, it does distort things. At least the files that I tried, it distorted the files, and it made it not worth it for me. But I would keep that unchecked unless you think you want to fool around with it, along with those other options. And okay, let's go to the next one.
Question mark.
Okay, there's a bunch of question mark buttons. All these do is they lead to the help directly.
Okay, but cancel.
I'm going to cancel out of here because I'm happy with the options we've checked. Let's go back over what I checked.
Minimize small pops, checkbox checked.
Minimize small pops, it's going to do that.
Minimize noise, checkbox checked.
It's going to minimize the noise.
Normalize volume, checkbox checked.
And it's going to normalize the volume, which actually, for my test, I actually normalized the volume anyhow, but maybe, I think that maybe if it clears out some of the hissing and the sounds, maybe it needs to normalize it again, I'm not sure, but I suppose it doesn't hurt to check that. Though, as I said before, the more options you check, the longer it'll take.
Help button.
Okay.
Minimize big, set up. Minimize big clicks, checkbox check.
Okay, and it's going to minimize the big clicks.
Set up, set up, question, okay, cancel button.
And I'll cancel out of that.
The dial.
And
help button.
We're back to
browse button.
Browse.
All files button.
All files.
Edit. Start button. Quit button. Start button.
Okay, now we're on the start button. Not the start menu, the start button in DePopper. And when I hit this button, it will use the options that I've selected, and it will start the file. Now, as I said, this does take a while, and so I've tested it before, and throughout the processing, I'm going to hit the Insert V key to read the dialog box to show you the progress of it. And I'm just going to hit it right now, and this is the start
processing
button.
Processing test, 12 dialog, stop button.
Processing test, and I'm going to hit the Insert B every now and then.
Read box in tab order, processing test 12, stop button, edit 41%, stop button, edit fixing test 12.
Fixing, I don't really understand what that does, but one time I only wanted to normalize files, and it spent a while doing that. So, I guess that's part of normalizing.
Read box in tab order. Stop button, edit 2%, stop button, edit min small pops extra.
Okay, minimize small pops extra precision. And once you get it to, once it tells you the percentage, you can hit the control key to stop it. Not to stop it, but to quiet the speech.
Read box in tab order, processing test 12, stop button, edit 11%, stop button, edit min small pops extra precision.
And I should mention that while it's processing, when it's done, it won't write over the original file. It will, if you have a file called 01.wav, which is the way I like to number my files when I'm making a CD, because if you do 1.wav, it'll mess up the track order. But it'll do 01_new.wave, so that when it's finished, it'll keep your original. And so if you're not happy with the result, you can just delete the result, which is the underlined new file. But I'm sure you're pretty sure you'll be very happy with the results of this program, DePopper.
Read button tab order. Processing test 12. Stop button. Edit 64%. Stop button. Edit min small pops extra precision. Min small.
It's still on the extra precision of the small pops. And again, this is a 35-second sample. So it does take quite a while. You want to set this for overnight on a whole big list of files.
Read button tab order, processing test 12, stop button, edit 17%, stop button, edit minimizing his mono, minimizing his mono.
Okay, so this is a mono file because this review is the mono. It's minimize. Now it's going to take half the time if it's mono. So if the record's mono, you might as well make it a mono WAV file so you save half the time.
Read button tab order, processing test 12, stop button, edit 51%, stop button, edit minimizing his mono.
Minimizing hiss. Alright, it's almost done with that.
Final report, success dialogue, success. Test you, what is the new file original kept? 002:04, take an OK button.
Now that's an important status line, or important message. It tells you how long it took to process this file. I'm going to use my JAWS cursor and go up there and look at what we've got.
Success. Test you, what is the new file original kept?
I'm going to read it word by word.
You. That is what test underline new period. What is the new file?
Test underline new.
Left third original kept comma.
Original kept.
002:04.
That means it took 2 minutes and 4 seconds to process all the options that I asked it for.
PC cursor.
Where I'm in the OK button and I'll hit that.
Start button.
Now it's back at the start button. And unless you want to go do something else like other files, you just want to hit the quit button here.
Quit button. Jaws.
Okay, I'm out of DePopper. And this is the point where I'm going to go from sitting in front of my computer to I'm going to insert the actual files. I'm going to open up Windows Explorer. Okay, we have test.wav, which is the original scratchy sounding file. And testnew.wav. And another thing I should show you that if you're processing a whole list of files, and and you're sleeping at night, and you get up in the morning, and there's a whole screen full of these success, and it tells you how long each one is. There's a file in here. Let's see if I can get right to it. It puts it in the directory of the files that you're working with.
Typical log.txt.
Okay, here it is. Depopperlog.txt. And you open that up.
Typical log.txt.
And it's loading this. I selected WordPad to open txt files.
Success. Test you. What is the new file original kept 002 code 04 taken?
There we are. That's the results of the process, and it'll put all your results in a file like this. And so you may want to keep it or you may want to erase it, but it's there for you when you're done, when it's done with the file. I'm going to delete that, actually, because I don't need it anymore.
Confirm file delete dialog. Are you sure you want to send it or not?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm going to close the Windows Explorer, and at this point, I'm going to insert the original file. And then I'll show you the results, and hopefully you'll be able to hear the difference. I would have chosen a voice recording with a lot of pops, but a lot of my records are in very good condition because I want to have good condition records. So I've chosen a 35-second sample of "Danger List," which is a song off of John Cougar's album called "American Fool." That's the album with "Hurt So Good" and Jack and Diane on it. But I chose "Danger List" because there's a quiet portion. I put a second or two of the crackly sound before the song starts, and hopefully you can hear it at the beginning part of the song when he starts to sing. So I'm going to play the original file, and then I'll play the result. Here's the original. Okay, that was the original file, and hopefully you could hear the scratching and popping noises. Now here's the amazing result file. Paid attention to the first part of the file, you heard there was no sound at all. There wasn't any scratching sounds at all. And then when he started to sing, he couldn't hear any scratching or popping noises at all. This is an amazing program, and I've been very impressed by it. And as I said, it's only just under $20 US, and it's a Brazilian company. And when you buy it, it's very easy to to buy it and to click on the forms and submit the form and everything. And they did send an email with the registration code, and it is easy to implement. You just copy the registration code. It's one long registration code. You can't possibly type it in by your hand unless you know it would be very hard to do that. So you want to paste it in, and then when there's a register button in Depopper after you've used it for 30 days. Now, I said it's fully functional for 30 days. And then after the 30 days, when you load up the program, it won't let you use it. You have to register it then. And then once you register, once you have to paste in your code, which will come by email. And then you can, like I am, you can use it as much as you want and have enjoyed it. It's not that much money, and it has a lot of features, and I'm really impressed with the program. Well, thank you for joining me. This has been Matthew Bullis, and I've been happy to share this program, Depopper, with you. And I should give you the website address. The website address is www.droidinfo.com.br, because they're in Brazil. I'll spell that again. That's www.droidinfo.com.br. And if you have any questions for me about this review or any features that you can't figure out, you can write to me at Matthew Bullis at runbox.com. That's MATTHEWBULLIS, that's one word, at runbox.com. That's RUNBOX.com. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
And it's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of the Main Menu team, this is Jonathan Mosen saying thanks for listening. Join us again next week.